Okay, so we need a slightly disinterested party in that someone who has not actually performed a song for this fight. We need an applause-o-meter. So, yeah, we need someone to be the applause-o-meter. No, no, that's not gonna do. We need a person with an arm so that we can measure the applause as accurately as possible and determine who had the best song. Any volunteers? Volunteers, please. Volunteers, please. You must have very accurate hearing. You must be able to determine the number of pigeons in a flock flying overhead in overcast weather. We have an applause-o-meter.
Glenn Case, number 12.
Please give us the list again.
So the results will be somewhat random.
Now, normally, the Songfight website asks that everyone vote only once and only once. But I don't want anybody to feel, you know, left out here. So I would suggest that you meter your applause appropriately. Thus, someone that you kind of liked. You know, someone that you really liked. And someone that you like a whole lot, you know, you'd be doing this and screaming and everything. That way there's no dead silences, because I would hate to be the recipient of that. I guess I'm going to read the list. Okay, so.
Yeah, we should do like a head thing. Not everybody knows everybody's name.
Yeah, could everybody that performed a song sort of make a lineup for us? That would be nice.
Tallest to shortest, or oldest to youngest?
Okay. This might be really complicated, but Glenn Case is going to attempt to put people in order. Let's go left to right, please.
There is an amazing amount of stink up here.
Left.
Smells so bad. I'm sure I'm at least half of that smell, but smells like ass up here, basically.
Appropriate to our theme, to our fight song, I think. Let's go shoulder to shoulder, people. Shoulder to shoulder. It's not difficult. Okay. Shoulder to shoulder. Let's go. Can we get the applause-o-meter in front of the artist, please? Okay, now. He is a very, very sensitive instrument. Please. Do not hesitate to... use as much. John, somebody needs to stand over here. Don't be shy now, you were just on stage. I know it's hot. Do we got everybody accounted for here? Okay. Right, I think performers, you are exempt. No, we'll have people clapping. Okay, so wait, what happened to my list? I think you stole it. Okay, so here we go. Meter your applause accordingly. First off, we have MC Poncho's dad with his... Very, okay. Now before we move on, I want everybody to remember that this is... You're applauding for how much you like the song, not trying to get his arm to go higher because it's a fun game. Keep that in mind, please. I know it's tempting to... To bias the machinery. So, secondly, we have MC Poncho. Okay. And we have Drew Tetz through the list, the lip tates. Drew Tetz through the lips of MC Poncho.
Number four.
And then we have the way that I always pronounce his name, which I think is wrong, ABC Darian. Okay, then we have the sober Irishman. Ladies and gentlemen, Kermit was never so wonderful. Charcoal, please. Yeah! Oh, a contender. He could have been a contender. Okay. And now, the Marcus Kellis experience. All right, then, we have Hoblet, ladies and gentlemen, Hoblet. And everyone, Ken, and the train wreck. The super duper train wreck and stuff. Now, Glenn Case. Glenn Case. And it would appear the participants are breaking the no applause rule either. There's no controlling you people on the boards or in real life. It's just awful. Now, Frankie Big Face, ladies and gentlemen. Frankie Big Face. I was fond of that. All right, looks to be a tie with Charcoal on that one. Now, a high density, please. High density. Reaching. Now, Brother Machine. Okay. I don't know if that qualifies as a friend flood. Well, we'll figure that out later. Now, JBB and Ad. John Benjamin Band and Ad. Oh, they had lots of energy. Come on. That was some intense stuff now. And finally, Octothorpe. Okay, I've already forgotten what everybody got. Charcoal and Brother Machine need a tiebreaker?
I think Glenn might be in there.
Okay, we got Glenn, we got Charcoal, we got... This sort of tiebreaker is unheard of in songfight history, I think. Finally, Frankie now. This was a close one. I think I gotta say, Brother Machine won out by a couple whoops and hollers. They were in there, the whoops and the hollers. He had the home court advantage. What did we expect? What did we expect? That's it, we're done.
We're not done yet. Hold on. Come on, give it up for the organizers of both Songfight Live and also of the website. I mean, come on, give it up.
This man here, Spud.
What?
We would not exist without John and Spud.
This would not have been possible had it not been for the work of Future Boy and Mo Boy. Please put your hands together. This has been an absolutely wonderful time. As my first Songfight Live, it was a good place to start. Give him a big round of applause.
You've all been wonderful. Here's the drill. We are ahead of time. That's wonderful. What we need to do is break down all of this stuff that's on the stage. I'm speaking to songwriters mostly now, I think. And get it into cars and get the PA, at least, and a lot of these chords and things and the keyboard back to mine and Moboid's house. But we would like to invite all of the songwriters to our house for pizza. So, if you have a car and you're a songwriter, we are going to put gear in it, probably. Because Octothorpe needs their SUV.
Never mind people.
Octothorpe needs their SUV for all of their stuff as well. So, please, we can use all the help we can get. Thank you so much.
Right, there are still a number of Octothorpe CDs remaining, and don't forget, it all helps to defray the cost of this event. So just give your bucks to Future Boy and take one.